Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hey, you want to mention this Matisse Thybulle?
Yeah.
Before we do the birdhouse, Matisse Thybulle intends to sign an offer sheet with the Dallas Mavericks. That's according to Chris Haynes, who's in the know. And I don't feel Portland's going to match it. Like, I feel they're breaking down. Because especially if they're going to trade Dame, and they are, then what's the point? I don't feel like he's one of those, oh my gosh, cornerstone guys that needs to stay.
No.
If that's the case, then the wing defender that you wanted and needed, that's Matisse Thybulle.
How tall is he? 6'5", 6'7"? Somewhere in there.
Yeah, you gave us a lot of options.
Well, I mean, that's the size of every wing.
6'5".
Okay. Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. When they can officially sign tomorrow, it looks like Matisse Thybulle will sign with the Mavericks for the MLE. All right, birdhouse.
Okay. All right. Okay. From Mitchell, this is his week three of asking this, so we need to get to it. Would you rather have a vertical mouth or a horizontal butt crack?
Bottom.
You got to go with the butt crack.
Yeah, no one sees it, and you still can accomplish what you need to accomplish.
A Pac-Man butt. But a vertical mouth.
God, how weird would that be?
Wouldn't you have to sit different on the toilet if you had a...
I don't think so. It kind of covers everything. You'll be fine.
Go side saddle or something to maximum efficiency.
That would be weird.
You may need a custom-made top.
And how weird would it be to reach out to a plumber or somebody that custom makes toilets? Look. And they're like, what are you trying to do? And I'm like, listen, I had a choice.
Yeah. I had a choice to make.
And look, I made my choice. Here's the deal.
A horizontal butt
crack. You have to alter your love toilet.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
You think you'll get blinks from him when you say that?
Yes. I have a horizontal butt crack. Deal with it.
Mark.
Here's the money. Just do it.
Yeah, the vertical mouth.
Oh. But it functions the same way as your horizontal mouth.
Right, but it opens. Yeah, that's weird.
And what are your teeth?
They have to be.
All cockeyed, too?
Well, they have to fit the mouth.
Now you're giving me a headache.
You're at the dentist.
Trying to think of it.
Whoa!
Or you bring home your new girlfriend with a vertical mouth.
Your dad kind of looks like. God,
what is.
Okay.
What did I do?
Talk to me, son.
All right, this has been floating around. Daddy sent this to us. Would you rather be given $1 million up front and for Ant for a chance at, or a chance at $20 million if you score more than 15 points in an NBA game? So you're given $1 million, or you have a choice at $20 million. To score 15 points in an NBA game?
No.
Not one person is taking... You're not taking that, Tyler.
No, because you're not
scoring
doing
eight.
It. You're not scoring 15.
I'm pretty confident, but yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe
shut I get a bucket.
Up.
Just shut up. You get a bucket.
And then and then the other team knows, and they put their best defender on you.
Like you're just Kawhi. It's just all over you, and you think you're going to get a shot off. Like, no way.
You won't even be able to shoot.
Well, I don't want to hear from Daddy on this matter, because he thinks he can get a yard in the NFL.
Okay, I have this. I told Corby about it, but my idea makes this one look like nothing.
Exactly. You're 100% true. This hypothetical is ridiculous. Now, the problem is there are superhero dudes that play pickup, high-level pickup, that think, yeah. But then again, like you said, Kawhi Leonard gets you. Have fun.
And he's not sagging off. He's not helping. He's just locked in on you.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything.
Dude, even if they're sagging off, the closeout speed is
just
crazy.
As soon as you touch it,
crazy.
You're just throwing it up, and it's nothing.
You would have to take
of the backboard.
Half-court shots, basically.
And how many minutes are you getting?
You play all 48.
So you're gassed by the end of the first quarter.
You think?
You're done for the rest of the game.
You have to play defense.
Oh, my gosh.
You're at the top of the zone just running around. Yeah, no. Take the million because you're not getting 15.
No.
And you're not getting a yard. I don't care how many carries you get.
If you guys had a hot dog eating contest at the ticket, who would be the one to most likely eat the most hot dogs in 10 minutes?
hot dog?
I'm recusing myself from this. Because I've been hot dog free since the 90s.
Really?
I had an incident.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Dunham Zone?
I worked at Colonial.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Oh.
I worked. I had a job. Don't oh-ho me.
Surprised they didn't change the name of the tournament to the Corby.
And as a bartender, or a, I worked one of those corporate tents where you're serving people food, drinks, all that. Well, the food was hot dogs. Well, I that was my chance at like 4 or 5 days of free meals.
Oh, no.
And one day after eating like 4 hot dogs or whatever, I went out that night. And whatever I drank did not mix well. And hell, the hot dogs may have been undercooked too.
The hot dog volcano.
Threw up for like 12 hours straight. And I've not had one since.
Just nothing but hot dogs. And
have you guys had a food incident like that where something disrupted you so much where you can't do it again?
Stuffed bell peppers.
So you can't do it. No matter what.
Can't even be in the same room with
Yeah.
It's the worst I've ever felt.
My sister was that way with a banana, like in second grade. She threw up over it and couldn't eat it.
Oh, phew. Yeah, close.
I'm going to kick your ass.
That's close.
Right now.
What?
Whoa.
That's raisins with me.
Okay.
I don't intentionally eat raisins because my niece, as a youngster, may have had like 4 boxes of them and I had to change her. And it's like she swallowed them whole. And you just, oh my gosh. It's like, okay, you know what? I'm out.
Well, anyway, I would put Daddy up against anyone in the hot dog eating contest. You look like a competitive eating guy.
I need the Della Reese quote right now. Because you can kiss my entire one right now, brother.
Like, if push comes to shove, like, I think he could do some damage. Do you think George could?
Oh, yeah.
I think George would be fine.
He loves hot dogs the most.
I'll take Tyler also, because he's so good at everything.
Yeah.
I'm good at everything.
Can you eat?
I'll be sneaky.
Can you eat a lot?
I can eat a decent amount, yeah.
And it's always the dudes that kind of look like that.
Yeah.
That can throw down.
Like ham.
So, yeah.
If you had to Jalen Green, one of the ticket hosts, who would it be?
Oh, no.
So if you're not familiar with the Jalen Green, he was caught on video simulating a sex act with a teammate.
While other people are just there and around and we're all laughing, there's films. I mean, people filming. It's really weird.
And again, I would like to reiterate my stance from before. Anything more than 2 pumps, something weird is going on.
Yeah, you're right. A two-pump maximum.
2 pumps is plenty for comedy. It's plenty.
3's enjoyment.
And he had like 20, it looked like. Like, he was really pumping.
Rapid fire, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So was Jalen Green the one actually?
Was he doing the
pumping, or was he the one in the...
He was.
Because the other one was in the...
Oh, yeah, Tyler knows.
In the baby birthing position.
Tyler's seen that like 1,000 times already.
Yeah. Taking notes. Okay, so you use your hips. Okay.
It's been a long morning.
Check. Yeah. A rival team that you secretly like or a rival player you wanted your team to sign. So do you guys have a rival team that you're like okay with?
I've never been okay with Houston. Never been okay with San Antonio.
What's the one team that you can, no matter what, you can never, ever, ever root for? Because mine is the Spurs.
Utah.
Utah?
Always hate them. Always.
They're not even a rival.
I know. But if you're talking rivals, yeah, I can't root for Houston. I can't root anything.
What about the Eagles?
I love Randall, man.
Oh, yeah.
So I did root for Philly.
Could you ever root for the Astros?
No.
Never?
No. It's too real now. Back when they were the National League, like, whatever.
Right.
I didn't really think about them that much.
It bothers you?
Them, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Also the Spurs. I really hate the Spurs.
I do too.
God.
But when Oklahoma City had those young guys, and I always liked Durant, like, I didn't hate them. Like, I didn't like Westbrook, but I really like Durant.
Hell,
so if there's
now
a rival player, then I would have root for Durant.
Yeah.
But it was only a couple of years when they played the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I kind of like KD, but everyone else can eat it.
If you could kill anyone on the planet and get away with it, would you do it by hitting a driver, what you thought was like, make it look like an accidental driver through the head?
Like the club?
No, no, like you're on the golf course.
So an errant shot.
And, oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And Hitler is like 100 yards away.
And you pull out the big stick.
Yeah, right. But my bad.
And he just kind of has the leg twitch as you walk up.
Yeah. I think that would be, if it's a really evil guy, that would be a badass way to send him out. Like, you just smother one that's going like 200 miles an hour.
It hits him perfectly in the spot that takes him out.
Yeah. Because I got one of those in the skull working a driving range at in high school.
Oh, really, huh?
Driving rings?
You're just so golf Corby. You know, I worked at Colonial.
Is a coward.
I worked at a driving range. What's next?
How elite?
I worked at the Masters.
How elite?
Go to your happy place.
How elite is that? I worked at a driving range.
That's elite to me, damn it.
So
it's
low
golf.
Rent.
It's golf, man.
The answer to that question, Matthew, is yeah, I would do that. I think that would be the most badass way to get away with murder ever.
Just hit the perfect drive.
Yes.
Drill somebody in the temple.
Yes. Yeah, I think that would be great. What is the greatest song to dance to in a group setting?
Oh, so many to choose from. I am so anti-line dance.
Yeah, I am too.
That a lot of people will choose like the wobble or Cupid Shuffle because you get all the people doing the same stuff.
Or the electric slide.
I can't stand those, man. I don't like people yelling at me, telling me what to do on the dance floor. I'm a free spirit. I do whatever the hell I want to when I'm out there.
It's problematic because of the guy, but when Ignition Remix comes on at a wedding, everybody is just enjoying life.
Man, next time I'm here, I need you to come up with, or maybe you can help too, the 10 biggest wedding dance songs that people go after. Because it seems like that's a pretty common list, much like the fireworks Go America list of songs.
Yeah, you have your, you know,
cha-cha slide.
Yeah, it's a lot of line dances, so you can get Auntie up so she can finally be a part of it instead of, you know, playing the butt or something like that, which is a huge player.
The booty.
The butt.
The butt.
Play that coming out of the next break, Tyler, and I guarantee you, Corby is going to get up and shake his ass. It's one of those songs, debut, EU.